This is News Talk.
Well, there's a real mixed bag on the front pages. A big story on the front of the Irish Independent. Shane Phelan writing here that the HSE is urgently reviewing the files of more than 1,500 child and adolescent mental health service patients amid concerns that some were prescribed dangerously excessive amounts of medication. The review centres on patients who attended South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services between 2016 and the end of last year. And the fear is that a considerable number of these patients were prescribed medication dosages which were more appropriate to adults and may have suffered significant health issues as a result. The Irish Independent understands a consultant raised concerns and that the matter has been referred to the Medical Council. The HSE has confirmed it's reviewing the files of, I quote, a very large number of young people who used the service between 2016 and 2020. So that's quite a worrying story. Also on the front of the Irish Independent and indeed some of the other papers, there's lots about reopening, and we'll have a lot on News Talk Breakfast about reopening, but the rumours are that Fine Gael is pushing for the reopening of gyms and wet pubs to be included in the next phase of plans to ease public health restrictions. Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar has said he's sick to death of running around the park and he would be making the case at Cabinet for gyms to reopen. He also signalled the reopening of hairdressers' retail, the resumption of religious services and the full return of construction in May. I should say Fine Gael wants pubs that don't serve food to be allowed to reopen, but this would be outdoor, not indoor, and the reopening of gyms. And it was interesting looking at the big leak in the Mail on Sunday about our roadmap to freedom. There was no mention of gyms in that roadmap, and a lot of people quite annoyed at that. The reopening also on the front of the Irish Times. Government ministers have signalled they want as wide a reopening as possible in May as the state's vaccination programme continues to suffer from supply shortfalls. And the Irish Times says that Leo Varadkar has become the latest minister to suggest that the reopening of social and economic life in May and June is on track. So we've had the Taoiseach kind of saying it, Simon Harris also kind of saying it, and now Leo Varadkar. So they're clearly gearing us up for a pretty widespread reopening over the next sort of 8 weeks or so. And there is expected to be intense behind the scenes wrangling before decisions on the May reopening moves are finalised and announced in the middle of next week. And of course we have Dr. Tony Holohan, who's now back at work as well, and a lot of people of course wishing him well and welcoming him back, and he'll certainly have a lot on his plate as there's increased pressure from politicians and wider society to allow some form of reopening. The Irish Daily Mail goes with the vaccine hold up. Ireland's summer hangs in the balance after drug company AstraZeneca said it will only be able to deliver 9,000 doses between now and May, not the 45,000 that were due, and that would be a setback of course for the over 60s who will predominantly be getting the AstraZeneca vaccine between 60 and 69. Another story to do with reopening kind of later in the year: employees who've been stuck working at home since last March will be able to return to their offices by September under plans being developed by the government. It can be revealed in the Irish Examiner. Several ministers speaking to that paper made clear that while many people will want to have a mix of working from home and going to the office, their intention is to allow that to happen as early as possible. And I suppose the language is quite interesting, you know, people stuck at home. Some people are quite happy working from home and not stuck in traffic and commuting several hours a day, and others say, get me back to the office as soon as possible. I'm cracking up at home looking at these four walls and not seeing anyone. The Irish Examiner also, their main story, report slams biased coroner service. The coroner service has been accused of being biased, overly influenced by Gardaí, and of accepting deaths of mothers in labour as inevitable. It's a damning new report on the coroner service, and we'll be speaking to Liam Herrick from the ICCL shortly here on Breakfast Briefing. Now, three of the papers go with the Regency shooting. The Irish Daily Mirror: Jerry the Monk Hutch is on the run as cops across Europe hunt him down over the Regency Hotel shooting. The Irish Sun: Regency attack, three charged. Three men appeared in court last night over the 2016 Regency shooting of David Byrne as cops launched a European-wide manhunt for Jerry Hutch. And the Irish Daily Star: The Bunk, Jerry the Monk Hutch has done a vanishing act, according to the Irish Daily Star. Two stories dominating the British newspapers this morning. One, of course, and it's photographed on a lot of the Irish papers as well, is obviously Derek Chauvin being found guilty of murdering George Floyd. Some extraordinary pictures on your front pages today, particularly of people outside, I don't know if celebrating is the right word, but welcoming the verdict from the jury there. And of course, the Super League, the British papers all about it and how the Super League has crumbled, all the clubs pulling out there following an extraordinary backlash from fans, players, managers and politicians. What a pointless few days. And talk about the damage that these particularly billionaire owners have done to soccer, and all for nothing, it would seem. Now, big story in the Irish Daily Mirror this morning. Three new suspects in the murder of French filmmaker Sophie Tuscan du Plantier have been identified in a new documentary. One is Irish but has moved away, while the other two are foreigners. And this is a documentary being made by Oscar winner Jim Sheridan. And he spent 5 years making Murder at the Cottage, and it'll be shown in five parts on Sky Documentaries next month. And as I say, they've identified some new suspects there. I think a lot of Irish people will be interested in watching that particular documentary. A warning for parents in the Irish Independent that Gardaí are warning parents to be aware of cannabis sweets that are sweeping the market, and they're packaged to look identical to known brands of popular jellies. Meath Gardaí say they've seized a sizeable quantity of the illegal sweets, some laced with dangerous levels of THC. And the brightly coloured packets look just like they're aimed at children, but usually consist of a 500 mg dose of THC. And last year, 13 teenage girls in London were hospitalised after taking the sweet drugs and suffered nausea. And it's just amazing. I mean, they look exactly like packets of jellies that we all know. So clearly targeting children with that. Good news, electricity companies are teaming up to provide surplus energy from wind farms free to households in fuel poverty. That's according to Caroline O'Doherty in the Irish Independent this morning. It's going to be called Energy Cloud, and it's the same idea as Food Cloud, where supermarkets give excess food to people in need. Energy companies will give excess energy to families in need and who can't heat their homes or can't afford to heat it. The Irish Times tells us this morning Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has written privately to Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles to express her condolences on the death of Prince Philip. Mary Lou MacDonald, of course, tweeted her sympathy. Now turns out, after some probing from the Irish Times, that she sent a private letter as well to Queen Elizabeth. Buckingham Palace won't reveal what was said. They won't comment on the private correspondence, and Sinn Féin also won't release the letter either. So it was a private letter sent to Queen Elizabeth. And finally for you, never mind Jess Kelly talking about Apple products and News Talk Breakfast later, this is one that'll interest people too. Amazon has announced a surprise move into the world of hairdressing, because they've opened a new salon in London, and they've special mirrors that show you how your hair would look with a different hair colour. And basically it gets rid of these patch tests that you do, or these, what do they call them, the dye swatch books. They're gone now, and you look in the mirror and you can see what you're like with different hair. And also you can scroll magazines in the Amazon salon on tablets placed at each styling station. We'll see if it takes off here as well. Anyway, that's a look at the morning papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.